This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
I'm good, and you know, I would like to start off this afternoon's broadcast by saying my thoughts and prayers are with the victims and all affected by the terrible shooting in California today. And we pray for a safe healing for those that are wounded. But yet another horrendous shooting in the state that has cost 12 people their lives. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Rolene, Abbas agrees to terms of ceasefire. Tell us about that.
Well, rumor is it that we do sort of have a ceasefire. The Egyptian president, al-Sisi, has managed to convince Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to agree to certain terms. Now, what these terms, or what we know of these terms, is that Qatari money will be allowed into the Gaza Strip, and salaries of workers in the strip will be paid. We also know that Israel has agreed to let in more humanitarian aid, fresh produce, building materials, and various other goods. And as long as this takes place under the auspices of the United Nations. So we do have some kind of positive movement. What we are hoping is that this will mean an end to the Friday demonstrations, the incendiary balloons and devices that are flown into Israel or released into Israel from Gaza, as well as rockets and mortars that do happen still periodically.
Rolene, and talk to us about Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau apologizing for refusal to allow Jews into Canada during the Second World War era.
The apology from Canada. Well, this is a long time coming, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau yesterday made a heartfelt apology both in French and in English on behalf of Canada, who in 1939 did not let the St. Louis boat filled with Jewish refugees trying to escape Nazi Germany in 1939 into Canada. Canada, along with many other countries, such as the United States, Australia, and various others, turned away these boats full of refugees. And nearly 80 years later, a heartfelt apology from the Canadian government to those families and descendants. Some 250 of those refugees were killed in the Holocaust. Some did survive and were present to hear Prime Minister Trudeau's apology.
So that's interesting to me. So he was actually addressing the apology to the victims of or the descendants of those particular boat voyages.
Yes, and it also is extremely symbolic, especially on a day where we've heard that the French are recognizing Marshal Petain. Marshal Petain was a notorious anti-Semite and Nazi sympathizer, and this comes as almost as a welcome opposite to France's recognizing Petain as a national hero.
Why would they do that, Rolene? I mean, he was head of Vichy France.
Extremely tone deaf, extremely insensitive, especially right now at a time where anti-Semitism is at extreme levels in France. And the French government has apologized in the past for the Vichy forces, for their support of the Nazis. And to recognize Petain is a slap in the face.
Wow. And then finally, Alyssa Milano refusing to participate in a women's march.
Well, this is huge because Alyssa Milano was one of the faces of the women's march last year. She's been very much at the forefront of women's rights issues in the state over the last year or so. In fact, if you were following the Kavanaugh proceedings, she was front and center in the audience recording, and she was subsequently asked to stop recording the proceedings. She's a very, very vocal supporter of women's rights. And she was made aware of the fact that the leaders of the women's march, Linda Sarsour, Tamika Mallory, Rasmia Odeh, who herself is noted for her for acts of terrorism and for aligning herself with terrorists, which she was made aware of the support of people like Arch Anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan and some of the statements that they have made, which are virulently anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. She has said that there is no way she will agree to take any platform for the Women's March as long as it exhibits anti-Semitic behavior. And this is quite a monumentous symbol because Alyssa Milano is the first, we could say, liberal celebrity who's very, very vocal on these issues to take a direct stand against anti-Semitism.
And that's where we're going to leave it, Rolene. Thanks for speaking to us, and Shabbat Shalom. Speak to you next week.
Well, from the traffic in Tel Aviv, Shabbat Shalom, and
oh, gosh.
Speak to you next week.
So actually, we might even be speaking to you there on Monday.